Killer Keller podcast. Killer Keller official.com.
You need the Kellervision app. 24/7 mini documentaries, podcasts, live shows, DJ live streams, top fives, subscription packages, plus products for all your podcasts and street culture sports. Download it from the App Store for free today.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller Podcast, goddammit. Where else would you want to be? It's a beautiful morning. Time to get some graph in. Big shout out to graffitikings.co.uk, of course, each and every time. And yeah, people have got the Kellervision app. Free download app, Android, iPhone, you know where to go. Boom, here comes the lights. We are inside a very special place right now, one very dear to my heart. The Mecca, arguably, to hip-hop as a whole, but more so for the graph scene, the new location. Hackney, it's easy to get to, no fucking around, with an OG in the game.
Oi,
FPS,
oi.
DDS, the oi, mighty oi. Ever.
Yes, yes, girls. Oi, oi. Yo. Good to be here, man. Always here.
Bro, we pretty much set off a fucking podcasting conversation building up to this,
man,
bro.
Yeah, man, have to. It's good to talk, man, good to talk.
It's a very different climate to how it used to be. I mean, for starters, we're in a whole different location. Yeah. This is fucking sick, bro.
This is the hub. This is the hub.
How you feeling about the new location? Chrome and Black, man. What?
Yeah, everything's better, innit? It's just like it's up and growing again now. We had that place in Bethnal Green for 8 years. This is a new exciting chapter again.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, it's gonna go well. Obviously, it's easier, smaller, but better.
What's the current situation? Because obviously we've got the lights that are at the front, you know, with the daylight lit with the windows now, which wasn't there with the original place. And there's a couple of bits and bobs that you're just tweaking as you go along.
Yeah. Just keep on like doing things all the time, making it better and better and better than the other shop. You know what I mean?
And we are literally in the shop during working hours. So if we do have to disconnect for a second, it's because man's busy.
Man's working, blood.
Things to do, blood.
man's working, but it's all good, though.
Yeah, but you've been good in yourself. Everything's
been
all right.
Yeah, man, been good, man. Been positive, keeping well. Got my missus now. She's like whole, like keeping me on a level, on an even level, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, hold tight, mums, you know what it is, you know what I mean? Boys on TV, say what? And how's Zombies? Is he good?
Zombie's good, man. He's out painting, so it's all good. Show me what he's done or send me some pictures.
Yo!
So that's all good.
You guys live and breathe it. And I think that is the sentiment, not only about the shop, but about its development. And how you got to this place with this shop. Let's get into the shop first. Where did it all start for you? And
started when they was in Shoreditch. And then obviously they moved down to Bethnal Green. And then from then we had to build the shop, like from the ground up. Because it was a boxing gym at first. So we had to strip the whole floor. Doubt all them, man. Built the office. All the work me and done cementing, plastering, built a brick wall, and the thing's still standing.
See? Ain't just all about graphs. So you got to put the grunt work in.
Exactly.
See?
It was all the groundwork, you know what I mean? To get to where it is now, you have to take it off and say, D, bear love for this, what you've
love
done.
For us, bro.
And Yanni as well. Yeah. Bear love.
Yanni, hold tight, Yanni. Of course, I'm another instrumental character. Yeah. It's like, you know, the three good things come in threes.
Exactly. Oh. That's Chrome and Black.
Yeah. There ain't no third in that.
Exactly. I could be the and.
And again, you know, there's traits and things that I guess you'd see in the customers that come into the place, because over the years, you know, I'm not suggesting for a second that, you know, there's still the written rules of graph, but the generational shift and things move and ebbs and flows, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You must have seen a lot of things coming trends and...
Exactly, you see so many different people, like young, old, and it's just like, you lot just take my hat off to what you lot doing. You know what I mean? You've got all the younger generation who's out there smashing it, but sometimes people need to learn the history as graph as well.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Like people's names, other people writing the same names, it's... Do your homework first.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because there is a lot of contrast in names of... Vaguely the same, almost the same. But I like to think with a shop that has a scene built within it, there is that code of conduct of knowing your history,
right? Exactly. For us, like when how we grew up how we learned about graff was just going around the estates, battering the estates. But when we were younger,
we're talking 90s, of course. We're talking retrospectively.
We had no fear, but as I say, can't keep the vandal out of me. It's part of my DNA. I still write to this day, and I ain't gonna stop.
Tell me about that internal demon within you. The thing that because often that gets overlooked with celebration and mystique, you know. But there is there's a tough reality to that. That is something
exactly.
It's inside you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like for me, when you've got good people right around you, and it's like you seeing what they're doing, but that you're in your house and you're writing a phone number down, but you're still somewhere along the line, you're sketching somewhere. Mm. It's in you, and it's just, you try to stop. You hide the pens, but you still find something to start writing with. It's crazy.
Where does it come from, though? What is that addictive quality to it?
I don't know. I think it's just part of my DNA. It's like, it's just all wrapped up now. It's just, I don't think, the only day I'll stop is the day I'm dead. And that's the only time I'll stop.
And that ain't going to be for a while, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, right. Because I alluded to this with Zombie when I first did. He was one of the first persons I did the podcast with, you know. And I said to him, that transferal of, I used to rack, now I'm protecting.
Exactly.
It's
exactly,
like a whole
exactly,
different
exactly.
mindset.
For here, for me, there'll be people, if you didn't have the cages up, you would have them people that would just raise a couple cans and think nothing of it. But then it's like, when we was younger, we didn't care. We just go into all them big department stores and raise all the cans of paint, all the Spectras, all the Hammerites, everything. Mm. But now it's just how it's transformed to buying paint and all different brands of paint. Mm. It's crazy. We didn't have that choice when we was younger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just couple things that you used to have, and that was it.
Yeah,
you made the most of it. Now you got all different things: Beltons, Montana Blacks, 94s, yeah. Flames, Cobras,
mad
loops,
different pressured cans,
exactly. High pressure, low pressure. You got all different, all the nozzles. I used to go around nicking my mum's nozzles off the sprays in the kitchen. Like, all the air. Where's my spray? Where's the nozzle gone? Yeah, that's always getting trouble. But she knew. My mum used to search me when I used to come out of the house. But I used to dash all the paint out the window.
Really?
And then, yeah, she used to pat me down, see if I got pens on me, everything. Yeah, it's funny.
That is mad! That's... You're subscribing to the life and...
Yeah.
Did you... right, so in that time, how would you have been?
When I was there, it was like 15, 16.
And in that time, I mean, there's a case study in this, I'm pretty sure, somewhere in the ether of 90s graph, of a mental state that, because that's ADHD, right? That's habitual.
Exactly, because obviously back then no one ever knew all this, like ADHD and all this. No one ever knew that. Mm. It's like for me, I didn't when I went to school, I didn't want to learn. I said bunk off school all the time, then go and link up with D, event, go racking, go everywhere, like St. Mary's, Cray. So go Chalfont and Latimer to get all our travel cards. You know, it's so different. Uxbridge, Watford. I don't think when we was younger, there was nothing safe. Mm. It's just go and get everything. But yeah, it's a go home, so I hide the paint, so I couldn't bring it in the house. And if I did, I have to wait for them to go to bed and then creep upstairs, hide the paint. Yeah, man, it's funny. My mum raided my house, like raided my bedroom, took all my paint, all my pens, photos, and obviously she passed away now, but
rest in peace.
To this day, she never ever told me where they was.
Really?
Yeah, there was like 8 cans of Chrome Spectra, there was like Smooth Rights, there was like my poster markers, my ink, yeah, she dashed it all away. But you know, she's the first person who bought me a pen when I was
really
younger. Yeah.
Oh, from
Brixton Chemist.
Really?
At the poster marker, and she bought me a bottle of Edding ink. And then we went up to go and visit my nan and granddad, and we jumped on the bus, and I ran straight to the back of the bus, and I started writing my name. And she went, "If you get caught, I'm not with you." I said, "But you paid for my fare, so they're gonna know that I'm with you."
Yeah, accomplicing.
Exactly. She was my accomplice. She would have been my codee. But yeah, it's just, you know, rest her soul. Mm. Like she done good for me.
She took the contents of what she took away from you.
Yeah,
she
gave it to me and took it away, but then I just took it back.
Yo, that's deep, isn't it? I've never asked this before, but I think it leads to a good point of view. Like, when you've got parents that obviously want the best for you of that age, and they want nothing but they see that there's an ability and a drive to do something, anything with your life. The accomplice, quote unquote.
Exactly.
There's a reality to that, isn't
there? Yeah, but for me, they always should try and tell me, like, put me on the right path, but I always should do it the wrong way around. You know, I'm going to try and give me good advice, but I don't want to listen to the bad advice. Mm. And it's like, remember my dad said to me, boy, when you get older, you're going to learn. Mm. You're going to learn. And obviously, I learned. It's just crazy. It's a mad circle, but you know what? I'm still here, still writing, still doing what I love to do. As I say, I'm a vandal at heart.
Yeah. And that never leaves you. What happens, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is only for the podcast, you understand, time, you build up your style. Mm. Style gets better.
Exactly.
You become quick, nimble.
Exactly.
Actually, you probably become a little bit more brazen.
Exactly.
You get really good at what you do.
Yep.
So age actually defines you a lot more, and that's
exactly
what...
you mature. You're like a cheese, isn't it? You're just maturing and maturing and maturing. Yeah, seriously. You over the years just get better and better and better and better. When you was younger, it was all like hand styles. You just put your tag anywhere. Mm. You just didn't care. Even if it come out shit, it's just like it's there. It's like someone's gonna see it. And obviously, like when you're hitting buses. That was a rolling canvas because that used to go all over London. And then obviously once you get better and better and better, I said, like, you go do legal walls, you just practice, you just lock everything down, like what's coming away into your head.
Yeah.
I said once it's done, you just look back and think, the next time you do something, you do it better than that.
Yeah.
So you're always gonna get better and better and better. You're always gonna progress all the time.
I have to say, when I think of ever, and I remember you so well back in the day, right? I mean, you're a spokesperson for the scene. You're the people's choice. It just feels like that way. It's like you really, even as a personality, you're so warming and connecting with people and shit. It's kind of hard to imagine ever not being satisfied with what he does or having to do it again. And because for me, as a fan first, it was always, you had good practice. It was constant.
Yeah.
It's mad to think that...
Constant. Yeah. From from 87, really, that's how, like ever really come, how I started to write ever. Because at first, I used to write Sire. And then my pal was writing ever. And then we both swapped. And because he liked to write Sire. And I said, all right, I'll write ever. And then after that, once it was for me, that it was so easy. It was all joined up.
It's game over.
Yeah, and it's never changed. It's always been kind of the same tag, always.
That's bonkers that you... How old had you been then?
I was, when I first, like 87, so I must have been about 15, 16.
15 or 16? What was I doing when I was 16?
About 15. Because that's when I was first got put into TKS.
And it's
still...
Whoa!
It's still around my old estate because we had the parapets. And they've knocked all the parapets down, but you've still got ever throw up, and it's got ever TKS 87.
87.
And when I saw it, I nearly fell off my bike. I thought, oh my gosh, that's still there.
Curiously, looking at all the paint we've got around here, we will do a little film, show you around. But do you think the paint from back in the day was more serving as it stained more, it was longer lasting?
Certain, like the chromes, chrome spectres. There's still dubs on the Metropolitan line, like the big DDS one near Preston Road.
Mm.
That was in Spectra,
really?
And that's still there to this day. You had the Diabolical Dubsters.
Mm.
That was there for, 20, 25, 26 years?
Mm.
And then they all went over it, and now they've knocked it down. So...
It's probably still there. Even though it's knocked down, it's still there.
It's still there. That was the iconic of the Metropolitan, that Diabolical Dubsters.
You come of a time where, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because obviously my lineage of timeline is all over the shop, especially with all these podcasts trying to figure them all out. But, you know, I was a young buck, you know. The Rude Boy, the DDS Rude Boy train, like these moments and you know, Ouch and Bosch really at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just, that 90s era really fucking...
Was ruthless. Then, like, obviously, like, you had Plug... Yeah. Koza, yeah. Mir was already there from back in the days.
Yeah.
Like, Once them lot come out, Touch, they smashed it.
Oh, mate, Touch. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Take.
Yeah, Take. Cause. Yeah, all of bang, them, they smashed it. For me, they are DDS.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They blew it up. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for them lot, I don't think that it would be how it is today.
Yeah.
They, with Yan, they all blew it up.
Yeah, they really
blew it up. It was nice to see as well.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But as I say, for me, like even like with Teach as well, they smashed it. Diet.
Diet. Teach.
Ooh, what can you say? What can you say?
Give me a typical... Right, let's round it off to an age. 22-year-old ever, in the mix, in the height of DDS. Give me a daily scenario, because I think it's really hard for people to... You've explained the manoeuvres that you had to make from a family point of view. Explain a day in the life.
It was like, for me, day in the life, it was just... Everything was just different. It was, like I say, from when I was younger... I would say, like, to win his TKS as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you meet up, finish your road, go out, go racking, come back, you got all your... You ain't going home until the last train, and you're battering everything that's in sight.
Mm.
Carriages, ripping all the lights out of the trains on the big Met, throwing them at the back of the driver's cabin, ripping the seats out, smoking weed on the back of the train, like, fighting all the time. It was funny. It was funny.
And there was passengers there, and I'm just trying to create the picture.
Sometimes there was passengers there, but they'd just get off, walk through the other carriage, and they did leave us. As soon as they're gone, bang, that was it. Free fall, pens out, everything. All you could smell is ink. You know, it's like, it was lovely. And then you back home, and you do exactly the same thing again the next day. You're just doing it day after day after day after day after day after day. It's like, until you think, you know, I can't be asked to go racking today.
Does it feed a fire? Does the vandalism aspect feed the fire? Because obviously, again, we're in the future of art stores here, for real. But there's an aspect of aggression.
Mm.
One that's actually, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm sure it's out there, but DDS set the precedent with a handful of others.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's all, for me, it's all like really the same kind of people. It's everyone just branched off to different, like make a different crew. Yeah, because you had TKS, you had SBS, yes. PFB, you had VFL.
TU
back in the day smashed it.
Dangerous.
Like Rest in Peace, Raise, Evil,
Hell.
Like, you know, they smashed it, you know what I mean? Mm. Steam smashed it, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Bare old writers. Like, bare old writers. It's like, you look at them and you think, yeah, you actually... took it to another level and then we took it to another level as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there was like what they'd done in their time and it's what we've done in our time, but they're still doing things today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love. All old school writers are coming like back out again doing what they're doing. It's just like, it's like, I don't know, it's like a midlife crisis for everyone's back out again,
seeing them all back out. But like, and I said this to Zom, it's like, and a lot of other people actually, when you see the paint on those, from the old school artists, suddenly to be back in the mix, feeling the energy, it's like upgraded.
Exactly. Event, he stopped writing for ages, and now he's back out
big
again.
Big up Event.
You know what I mean? Tox, he's back out again.
Kiss 42.
Yeah, Kiss.
Oh my God.
You got Ace Me, you got Tuba.
Mm.
Name.
Yes, yeah. Come on, Name, come on.
Listen.
Yeah.
I loved that guy to pieces. Loved that guy to pieces.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They say everyone, cause of All City, there's not, no one can't take that mantle off him.
No one at all. Diet. Consistent, always there.
3-4 pieces a day are called, that's Diet, man.
And using the smallest amount of cans. Yeah. Like, it was almost,
say he's
that's
paint.
The impression I get, yeah.
Diet, sick.
Do you think that's part of the, because when you think about what's in abundance and available now, I kind of like the restriction comes creativity, the less paint. What can you do with the minimal basic paint? What can you do with that?
You could do anything
exactly.
You want. You could do anything you want.
Diet, anything. I think, set the... I think.
Diet, the only one I know that goes out every single day and paints every bare time. So what he's done, must have done over 1,000 pieces.
Yeah.
But he's, every single one with the characters, it's all sick.
Yeah. Tell me about the lines back in the day. Which ones did you operate in most? Which was your favourites? Which were, you know... And
my two favourite ones was the Metropolitan and the Bakerloo line. If you just get the Amersham fast, stop at Finchley Road, and then bang, you can either go Wembley Park or the next stop, Harrow and Hill.
Yeah.
So you're like on the back of the, you're surfing at the back of the train. Mm. You're just battering the outsides of the trains, flying down the tracks.
Yeah. And this was before overgrounds and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you think this is contributive to why, and this is only my personal guilt and bias, right? North Wheezy, because of the Finchley thing and because of the Queen's Park thing, this sweet spot of North West, it seemed to be the, you know what I mean? It seemed to have a lot more.
That's what, listen, North West, they had some sick writers. It's like you think people coming from south, going up to all these ways, like Ripmansworth, and it was different. Chalfont and Latimer, just to get travel cards.
Yeah.
So we like, man's all fighting over an adult all-zone travel card. You know what I mean? Just like, yeah, I've got free ride all day. And I'm like, even if I get stopped, there's my travel card, adult. Like, what?
Yeah.
Zone 5 was laughing back then.
Yeah.
But now, what they're charging, Oyster card, and nah, it's wrong.
Do you remember back in the day, there used to be the touts that would have finished off, you know, you've got like 5 hours left of the day, but they've got this zone six.
Exactly,
and you're like,
you'll see, oh, give me like £3, £2 or £3.
Yeah.
Like, man, I've only got like £1.50.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, go and take it. And then you're laughing, innit?
Mm. From a lifestyle point of view, and obviously we're pixelated here, and this is all for design of your ears only.
Mm.
What was the most radical manoeuvre you personally had ever done in the lifestyle of a graph writer? You know, like we were talking just then about the people that the touts and whatnot. Is there anything you had to do that was like, all right, you know, I'm just gonna have to pull this move and get the fuck out of here?
Dude, obviously when you're racking, I used to like sometimes like to plot up and look out like wait outside shops. I used to see like the person go behind the counter, and I used to crawl in on my hands and knees so he couldn't see me, and then crawl around to where the paint was, like put 8 cans of Spectra down my trouser, crawl back out again, hide the paint, and then like look, crawl back in again. It's just everything was different. It's just like,
man,
I wasn't gonna pay for paint when I was younger like that.
Mm-mm.
No, man, that was free. Like, D was the first person who took me racking. And like when I
the irony, the total irony.
That's what I'm saying. Enough. I picked up the can of paint. I'm like, I've gone to put it down. I went, no, it's on top.
Yeah.
And he went, yeah, just take it, man. And I just went, oh, no. Then I went, just put it. And I just took like 6, 7 of them.
And how old have you been about? So we're talking about late teens, 87, 88?
Nah, before that, so 86.
Wow. And there was a fear for it. You did feel, you were like, I'm stealing here. This is.
Yeah, well, obviously, because I thought I'd get caught in it.
Yeah.
Just my luck, just get caught. But no, once I've done it, then obviously you get brazen after that. You start going in and like, raising little bits and pieces. Yeah. Or like with my ex-missus, I should put back, like paint in her bag and say, go, you go first. I ain't got nothing on me. It's all in her bag.
What? You don't know all those famous accomplices.
I ain't getting caught.
But it's a pack mentality, isn't it? DDS was definitely that had a pack mentality, wasn't it?
There's so many DDS. It's crazy people that I ain't seen for so long, and they're still doing it. And when I see like on some videos, I think, wow, you know what I mean? Look, you lot just took it to another level, another level. But as I say, DDS is always going to be DDS.
Mm. They made such a heavy, and still do, a heavy impact. How did you get put in? Was it Zon?
No, Shoe 2.
Hold tight, Shoe 2.
Me and him was working in the shop, in the old shop.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny. Shoe 2 is funny. Shoe 2 was funny.
There's a gentleman I'd love to get on the show. Wow.
Yeah, he's funny. He's funny.
And how did that come about? What was the intro on that conversation?
No, it's just like when he come in, and it's like we started talking. And then it's just like, because I ain't seen him for like so long, and I thought, bro, that's you too. Shit. Me. You know what I mean? It's just like, them like, we used to like go out, like painting now and again. And obviously, when we was working in the shop, it was just funny. It was, he was a character. He was a character. He was a character.
This is the fanboy in me kicking in. I always imagine, like, because obviously there was two places where you all kind of orbited around, where you'd all meet up. But was it would all the likely characters and names be in the same spot at any given time? Like, would you be constantly meeting up?
No, people just be meeting up all over the place.
Really?
You know, I mean, no one really kind of made really one spot. For me, the Metropolitan land was either Finchley Road or Harrow on the Hill. That's where you meet up. You always see writers down there on the end of the wall sitting there. But yeah, it's just, as I say, Finchley Road. So meet people at the back of the carriage, on the platform, or you go to the Bakerloo, Harrow Woolstones, meet up at Elephant and Castle. It was different, but you used to meet all the time. Because everyone would be with different people. So sometimes you won't see someone for like a year, 2 years.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, but you see
this is before Instagram, before the phones. This is before everything, man.
Exactly. They had no phones back then. Just take right numbers down on a piece of paper.
I heard stories that and big up Idea all day.
Yeah, Idea.
When you guys knocked for him and he wasn't in, you'd used to write on his door. So he had like loads and loads of, we were here, we've gone out, we knocked for you. The whole of his fucking front door.
Oh man, if someone done that to my house, I think my mum would have killed me. She'd have chased them down.
Yeah, oh, you couldn't write that. Well, you did.
No,
you
know what I mean? Just sit there sometimes. So I remember around the estate, the council used to come and paint all the shed doors. They used to get to one end and I'm walking behind them, battering all the doors again. So really? What they just painted, they got to come back and paint again. I used to do it all the time. They used to hate me around it. They used to hate me. I had so many, at one time there was a Ray Ever in the estate, like a big massive chrome, like a chrome and blue.
Oh my. They don't realise how much that shit's worth now.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah, you don't, down in the garages, all the garage doors was done. There was dubs. The estate was battered.
Yeah.
Battered. But for me, that was my canvas as well. That was my practice ground.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So.
But they knew where you lived. They would have known where you lived.
No. Okay. Every time he used to come on top, I used to like dust out one way, go through some other block and jump over the back of my garden and just sit there for a little while. So no one didn't know what way I was going. Yeah, so it was good though. I was a little escape artist. Don't worry about that.
We got this. Yeah, don't you worry about him.
Gone. But yeah, it's good. But as I say now, obviously I'm getting older. I can't be asked to run nothing. If I got my scooter, I'm off on my scooter.
Yeah.
This
is the new tech.
Yeah, but this, obviously it's my missus keeps me on an even keel, so and that's good. Big up Teresa.
Yeah, that's another thing as well. You know. All jokes aside, if you've got a stable family, and you know that's worth keeping, isn't it?
Exactly. You can't lose. Don't want to lose nothing now.
No.
You know what I mean? You're back to square one again. So yeah, it's different. It's different.
All right, come on. It's a big question. Talk to me about a mission.
Bricky, when done Bricky went down there to see the trains. It was like. You know, like you're watching Simpsons and he dribbles over donuts. It's like you're dribbling, like, they're there. Oh, man. It was different. For me, that was the kind of the best things of my life. You know what I mean? Mm. Once I started hitting trains, that was it. Just never ever wanted to look back.
And this isn't the kind of thing that we advocate, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know,
vandalism's bad.
It's not good, but. It takes, you know, this is the funny thing, and I talked to Ayn about it. With all the scenarios of that day, of that time, and the work that was put in, and the cost that came of that, surely in 2021 to 2022 and onwards, to have this here that is a self-serving, tax-paying shop, and also, let's remind ourselves, Shoreditch was a dump.
Exactly.
Now it's a tourist spot.
Exactly, same as Bethnal Green. Bethnal Green was a dump. It just seems like every time there's more vandalism, everything kind of goes up.
Yeah.
So it's just it's different. It's so different.
It pays itself almost, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
And I can't help but think, and this is just my humblest opinion, this didn't come out of anyone else's mouth, when an opportunity for something to change occurs, Graf becomes the conduit for that.
Exactly.
It turns it into a place of interest, doesn't it?
Exactly, because you got tourists, got everyone coming down, people coming from different countries. They're taking pictures, like they've landed in the country over here. First thing, they come straight to Chrome and Black.
Yeah.
And get their paint. As when I was saying to you earlier on, like when the likes of T-Kid, you had Part Ivory.
Yeah. And, Part One came through as well, didn't
it? Yeah. Then you had
Doom.
Cope.
MF Doom.
Yep. Coke, all them. It's just you're seeing these people in magazines, and then like now you just look at them, they're in your face. It's like, wow, am I dreaming while I'm still reading the magazine? But it's,
that is so sick.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like everyone said, why don't I get a picture? Why do I need to get a picture? They're just a writer.
Yeah.
So it's like you're famous. Well, I don't have to stand in next to you and get a picture. Say, yeah, look,
yeah,
I'm standing next to T-Kid. All that. It's like, I'm just like you. It's when that day when Part One said to me, I could never forget this. He said, when did you start? I said, like 85. He went, shit, that's the last time I done my top to bottom whole car in 85. And I just looked at you and I thought, wow, I've just started.
Wow. That's like passing the baton on internationally.
You just done your last top to bottom whole car in 85. I'm like, wow.
Was there any point where you were like, because you see these people in the flesh and obviously you're never disappointed, but there is a reality that sets in where it's like, okay, I've hit that marker.
Exactly.
I've made it to this point that I dreamt of.
Yeah.
What's after that? What's your thoughts after that? Because you're standing there with T-Kid or you're painting with, do you know what I mean?
It's just like, you know what, it's just like, I'm gonna up my game, I'm gonna carry on practicing because what you see him doing, like all the little arrows pointing off and characters, it's like, well, I need to get to that point now. You know what I mean? Just go there, do some nice production things. It's different. Like, you think when I go out painting with Name, it's so nice. Turfer, it's so nice. Everyone does some nice things. Chick as well. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like you up your game as well.
You're constantly learning, though.
Yeah, always learning.
You're never going to stop. You've been past, right? You've been mates for ages because one of the same.
I'm 12 years old, man. 12 years old. Me and grew up together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a case. It's not. They don't even speak highly of each other. It's just the unwritten rule that they just they nod and know.
Exactly. when he wants to have a go at me, he just looks at me and he just starts laughing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sometimes I don't answer my phone. I wasn't used to a phone before. So like, I just use my phone like a Walkman. You know?
Yeah, yeah. He's not the easiest of the guys to get a hold of. You know? Yeah, this was months of planning.
Trust
wasn't
me.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though he's here.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool. Soon.
Even my missus can't get hold of me sometimes. Yeah. Why don't you answer the phone?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear it ringing. I could see it ringing. I cut that one. Trees, I love you, baby.
You know. I'm sure she knows.
Yeah, same as it was like when phoned me the other day, went to go and do something, but I wasn't in that right frame to do anything, you know what I mean? Obviously, because I knew I had work. I thought, you know, I can't stay out till mad times and then come home and get up again in the morning, come down to here, because this is like further for me to come.
Yeah.
So you're talking like nearly 2 hours travelling.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's well worth it, though. Yeah, it's well worth it.
100%. What are we saying on the future of this business here? And I don't mean the business of Chrome and Black. I mean, because, you know, we've alluded to the fact that, you know, graph is changing. And I might add as well, man, like props all day. Because if it weren't for the likes of man like you guys... We wouldn't have anything to talk about for starters.
Exactly.
There's no debate.
Exactly.
Graph would just suddenly be the street art thing that just pops out of nowhere. There's been a lot of heavy mental development in society's understanding. Like you said, there was no such thing as mental health back then.
No.
There's a new perspective. Where do you think the future lies with graph?
I just hope that it's gonna help people. It's gonna make Asperger's. They got that. Then the people that could just sit there, look at something once, pick up something, and then do that exactly the same thing. And it's like, it's nice to see, like, obviously, like with mental health, it helps people. It relaxes my mind. You know what I mean? Puts my mind at ease. I ain't got that all that stress and worry. Mm. It just like goes out the window.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Just carry on doing what I'm doing. For yeah, this is nice. And then I enjoy it. I get the buzz of it again.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Then I go home and it's like, yeah, let's show the missus, look, that's what I done here. She went, oh, that's nice, you know. Mm. So I'm back on the paper again, sketching again.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but obviously it helps a lot. It's helped me anyway. You know what I mean?
FBS, tell me about the crew.
FBS Firebugs.
Yeah, come on.
Listen,
it's getting some history.
Yeah, FBS is there. Mm. Is there for me, like name, plug, me, Koza. Yeah, Too Cold. It's bare people. Chick, FBS. Smash it. It's just.
And that's the thing, it's like you said something a little bit ago, you know, that the formation that creates different crews and fractions within a crew and stuff like that kind of reminds me of like how bands used to organically grow.
Mm.
You know, bass players would swap with guitarists.
Exactly.
It's the same creative process.
Learn different things, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's obviously if you're in one crew, then you've got some people that's in like 45,000 crews, but you're going to sit there and put every single crew up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just me just stick to the main three, like TKS, FBS, DDS. Mm. For me, that's They're the three crews.
These are legendary. I mean, you know, TKC.
Yeah, TKS.
There's a bunch of them.
Been going for what, 30 plus years?
Yeah.
I think that's the oldest crew.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like, you had the KTC as well.
Mm.
Then you got Ace Me.
Yeah.
He's just another character.
Yeah.
But he got Tuba.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
Reese, Hold Tight Reese.
Yeah. Mr. Murder.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh man,
too many people. Lamette, too many people. Yeah. Too many people to mention. You know what I mean? It's just the select few that you really have it. That's in your circle.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's the ones.
And hold up to South London crew as well.
Yeah,
as well. You know,
all the South Vandals, South East Vandals, East London, North London, West.
Mm.
But everyone's out there banging it up.
Zom said something to me once that was really like a good comparable to the means of like selling paint to somebody.
Mm.
And that is, well, people buy Rizla. I was selling Rizla, I don't care what they're doing with the Rizla.
Exactly. I sell someone paint, I don't care what you do with the paint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can make patterns out of it. I don't care.
Mm.
You know what, you've bought the paint, you know, I'm providing us a service for you,
yeah.
But it's nice.
It's better than it being nicked by other stuff from other establishments, isn't it?
Because if there was no cages up in here, someone would have that thing to like, raise a couple cans of paint.
You'd be running around knowing exactly what they're doing and appreciating every minute, but give me back the bugger paint.
Yeah, come on, man. So let's put it back in it. Oh, you've got a little mini baseball bat coming towards you.
Right, and that's the only the half of it.
That's just like one or two of us. It's like 45,000 of us that still you got to fuck with.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just, as I say, this for me in here, it is the hub. You meet all different people.
Yeah.
As I say, young, old, you just take your hat off to what they're still doing.
That's right. And also there's a lot of street art university types that look for these spots and then they do their stuff for their art. They've got the university fee advances, so you know, laying in the pocket here.
Exactly. But no, as I say, it's just when you see people coming in, and I remember one time this girl coming and I said to Rosie, I went, make sure you ask for ID, you know.
Hold tight, Rosie.
Next minute she's going, have you got any ID? And she went, I'm 42. I just looked, I went, oh, she went, I get this all the time. She went, because I've got such a young face. Mm. She went, I have to carry my ID or my passport with me all the time.
Really?
I thought, wow. If I was your age, I'd love to be still young like that, like fresh faced, you know what I mean?
Creativity, but the fountain of youth is
exactly,
real.
Exactly. Do something right, it's always occupy and keep yourself at ease, you know what I mean?
Trust me, the pixelations ain't doing this justice right here. Yeah. This man looks Peter Pan business going on right here.
Man ain't really slept.
but that's kind of standard graffiti writer behaviour, isn't it?
Exactly.
Do you think that's affected your sleeping patterns? You know, because you guys you'd bleach an all night, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I could sit there and have like 3 hours sleep and then I'd be all good, but obviously, was with the missus yesterday, had a little drink, all that,
had
a little couple smokes, right, that was it. Next thing you look up, it's like 5:30 in the morning. It's like, wow, I need to go to sleep. Mm. You know what I mean? You're going to sleep, then bang, next minute, you got to get up. Mm. It's like, what? So, is it Sunday or what? Is it Monday or something? Oh, got to go work. But yeah, fly down here on the scoots. It's easy.
You lot on your scoots, I swear to God. They're addictive as well. Don't ever ride one of them things if you've never done it. Trust me, you'll be buying one in a week's time.
Exactly, exactly. I bought 4 of them so far. all three of them are all fucked up. I still got this one here. And this is on the way out as well. So I might have to get number 5, but hopefully get my car soon as well.
Yo, and then your 4-wheel. Now it's really dangerous.
Then it's dangerous. Don't even go on the pavement because I'm coming.
I'm coming in the car.
That's why even when we're out there with fools sometimes, man drives like a nutter.
No, I've been pretty.
It's funny.
Tell me as time goes on and the mature graffiti writer's head, you know, turns its attention to different things. What are you looking for, you know, at this young age you're at? What do you look for in graph? What are you looking for in a writer?
For me, it's so if you ask someone that, when I was younger, I'd say, just carry on doing what you're doing, just keep on progressing, just do the right thing, really. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you see most people now that either join up in gangs and all that, and it's running around with knives, and what we're doing is running around with spray paint. Mm. You know what I mean? So we're not hurting no one. We're just doing the right things. Like, obviously, it keeps people's mind occupied as well.
Yeah, keeping them occupied, isn't it?
Obviously, you're doing what you're doing, but you know, everyone takes that risk. Everyone takes that chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's a fucking huge risk.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
there's people that's lost their lives.
Yeah.
Doing what they love doing.
Yeah.
It is a love. It's like you're married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you can't stop. You can't stop.
Nothing gets in the way in your head, does it?
No.
Do you think that'll ever end?
It won't ever end. The only time it ends is when I'm 6 foot under.
Have you ever had any near-death experiences?
Nah, not near, but like looking it back now, when I was surfing, going through Finchley Road Tunnel, but I was surfing on the side of the train.
Finchley Road Tunnel?
Yeah. Surfing through the side of the train, like zombie, I tell you. I was hanging on my fingertips. I was drinking a Kestrel then, and I was banging on the window, going oi oi. And then Dee just went, oh my gosh, put his head in his hands. And then when I look at it now and I go through that tunnel, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I could have got hit by anything.
Yeah.
Back then I had baggy clothes on, could have got snagged on anything. I just think, wow.
Anything could have happened, bro.
Anything. I could have got snagged on a sign, the traffic lights, anything.
And does that play on your mind? Is that there a conscious kind of feeling of, fuck, I wish... Not a regret. That's tough. Because you live and you learn.
Exactly. I never regretted it. It was just... When I looked at it now, I think if I knew what I knew now back then, I wouldn't surf through that side of the train going for that tunnel.
No.
When I look at it and I think... Look at that little thing there, that thing sticking out. Yeah.
Does it send shakes? It must send
yeah,
shakes.
It says sometimes it sends shivers down my spine. It's like, wow, I could have got hit by anything. Mm. It's just, but back then I didn't have a care in the world.
Because you're young and hot, yeah. And you're not thinking.
I was young and stupid, you know what I mean? But I did not have a care in the world. Mm. So my mum used to say to me, listen, don't let your dad find out that you're like riding on buses, because my dad used to be a bus driver. And then one time I got on his bus. And I battered his bus.
Oh, shit.
And then when he got home, listen, I had to dust out the house because I was in trouble.
Yeah, I was in trouble.
Yeah, but as I said, I didn't care. It just had no care in the world. You know what I mean? Wasn't hurting no one.
I think that's real thing. Like, and again, we're just heightening, documenting things that have led to the graffiti explosion in it. With all of its positivity, you know.
Exactly. If imagine saying to Zombie, like when we was younger, oh, do you reckon you have a paint shop one day?
Mm.
He'd be like, no.
Mm.
But now look what he's got now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just he's grown from. It makes me proud. You know what I mean? Because obviously I see we grew up together, but it makes me proud that say yeah he's done something, and all the paint he's had over the years where he's raised, he could have had this shop like back then. He could have done it from his bedroom.
Yeah.
How much paint he had. But Yeah, I take my hat off to him. Yeah, what he's
for
done.
Real.
What he's done.
Mad, innit, the way the world works, and who'd have thunk it?
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
And if anything, would the shop being the way it is, there is a level. I mean, I know it don't come into that. It's a little bit deep, but there's mentoring there. There's things that you guys, you're straight from the horses.
Who was that? Like my mentor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me my first, like my first outline and my first, like my first throw up, and it's like, it's the things never changed. Like my tags never changed.
Mm.
Like we were saying yesterday, your style, the way you, it's all joint up. It's, it's wicked. It's easy.
Oh, you boys. I mean, I don't think there's a trip that goes by where I don't get you to tag something. One of you. If you're in, I'm like, oh, just to watch.
Exactly. It's nice. Like for me, that was the main thing of graphing it, hand styles.
Yeah.
Once you had a good hand style,
you're off to the races.
That's
yeah.
it. You're just out there.
Because
when I was younger, like you had the likes of like Haze Rock, used to do the back of the bus windows with the fattest marker pen ever. Every single bus used to go on the other Haze Rock.
That's a new name for me.
That was South Riders. Then you had
South
that,
London legendary shit.
Like Berserk, rest in peace. Mm. He smashed it. All the original like HMV, like Her Majesty's Vandals.
What?
Yeah, we was out there.
Oh,
we
that's was out, the we was coldest out name I've yeah. heard.
HMV, Her Majesty's Vandals.
I once heard there was, and I think they were based in Kent. There was a crew called Tag Touch and Go.
Yeah, Touch. You had Hit and Run.
Yeah.
Oh, you had so like TNT, the Nation's Tops. It was so many crews like LAB, Lilford Art Bombers, and then like Crime Busters, Crime Waves.
Yes,
it was different. Kings and Queens. It was
super consideration when you think about. Oh, it's vandalism, but there's a real articulation to what was being trying to be conveyed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like for me, like when we was out there, when we were doing buses, like when we was all in HMV, it was just like. It was so many of us as well.
Huh.
And like most of us went to the same school, you know what I mean? Then you should go and link up with Zombie.
Mm.
Or back then, that's where he was writing Rate. You should go out there. It's like he was doing Crime Busters as well.
I've got to shout out Fume as well because
Fume.
All of you lot, you all had different
Fume
bands. For days.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole type band. Listen, all you, it wasn't just one name. It's like, I can't believe it. Sometimes people tell me, like, I'm like, what? That as well?
Yeah, Sub as well.
Hold Tight Sub. Like, so many different names and names and names and reams.
Exactly.
And reams.
You can read off so many names. It's just like, it's crazy.
And it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. That's why I love it. The new generation today, how they're going out there, they ain't got a care in the world. You know what? I'm going over. Whoever I'm going over...
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go over you.
That's all it is.
It's just, like I say, people sometimes, once you learn their history, knowing what people have done and how they've done what they've done, it's crazy.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you got to get those reference points. I think that's the sentiment of the podcast.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
If you were to take away anything, it's like, you know, all these opportunities are here and utilise them, but also go back to go forward.
Exactly. That's the main thing anyway. It's just doing what you're doing, isn't it? But, yeah.
Well, look, the shop's open. It's good for business. We're out here doing it. We're outside and they're here. Come to Chrome and Black. Be part of the culture. Be part of the scene.
Hackney Central.
Yeah.
We're just down the road.
276 bus, two stops.
Easy.
We're there.
Easy.
Always Kills, a pleasure.
Bless my brother. It's been emotional.
Yeah.
Lovely. It's been lovely. Trust me, it's been love. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
Yeah, you've been on me. And I said, yeah.
No, it's love. I mean. It's love. And again, everyone's always welcome in the spot, man. Hold tight, Ev, man.
Wicked Kill.
Yes.
Listen, bless.
Killer Keller Podcast, what more do you want, yeah? Out like it was out of fashion. It's like EastEnders. We're every Thursday, all right? So keep an eye on it. Sharing is caring. And tell fucking people about it, all right? I ain't doing this for my fucking health. Get involved. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Killer Keller Podcast, we out like it was out of fashion.
Dum, 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 dum.
Peace.